This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The debate over the possible re-emergence of the Islamic State group continues. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Now that American troops will be leaving Syria, some members of Congress continue to be concerned about a comeback by the Islamic State group. Democrat Bob Menendez is the ranking member on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
The Department of Defense Inspector General tells us there are still 18,000 ISIS fighters in Syria. If the 10,000 that have been detained by the Kurds get released, that's a potential fighting force of hardened fighters of 30,000. To me, that's a clear and present danger to the United States.
But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo disagrees.
I'm very confident that this administration's efforts to crush ISIS will continue.
Both Pompeo and Menendez appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Police and protesters in Hong Kong exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs as an illegal march on Sunday descended into chaos. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Police and protesters exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs on Sunday as Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement staged an illegal anti-government march through the city's Kowloon district. That demonstration attracted tens of thousands onto the streets and descended into chaos, with hundreds of shops trashed and Chinese banks and metro stations targeted. After 2 weeks of relative calm, Sunday's protest shows that the movement has not lost support. Protesters erected flaming barricades on Nathan Road, a major Kowloon retail strip, and threw petrol bombs at a nearby police station. The police responded with tear gas, some of the heaviest use of water cannon the protests have seen, and by driving through barricades.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper sought a firsthand assessment Sunday of the U.S. military's future role in Afghanistan. Stalled peace talks with the Taliban and unrelenting attacks by the insurgent group and Islamic State militants have complicated the Trump administration's pledge to withdraw more than 5,000 American troops. Esper says the U.S. can reduce its force in Afghanistan to 8,600 without hurting the counterterrorism fight, but he said any withdrawal would happen as part of a peace agreement with the Taliban. At least 4 civilians and 3 soldiers are said to have died during cross-border skirmishes between Pakistani and Indian troops late on October 19th. This makes it one of the deadliest days since New Delhi revoked the special status of Indian-administered Kashmir in August. There's a murder trial going on in Nicaragua for a crime committed in upstate New York. The suspect has dual citizenship. AP's Julie Walker explains.
It's a rare legal scenario, but not unprecedented. Authorities say Binghamton University student Orlando Tesero strangled fellow student Haley Anderson last year and then fled to Nicaragua. She was found dead in his bed, and prosecutors say Tesero left a note saying, "I'm sorry." He's a dual citizen of both countries, and Nicaragua rejected an extradition request from the U.S. So Tesero's being tried in a court in Nicaragua, with witnesses testifying from upstate New York via live stream with the help of a translator. Julie Walker, New York.
Australian airline Qantas landed the world's first ultra-long-haul research flight in Sydney on Sunday after traveling 16,200 kilometers from New York. Edward Barron has more.
It's the ultimate in long-haul flights. Australian airline Qantas have tested out a non-stop journey from New York to Sydney, lasting nearly 20 hours and spanning more than 16,000 kilometres or just over 10,000 miles. The idea was to research how the world's longest commercial airplane journey would impact pilots, crew and passengers. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce.
This is a really historic moment for Qantas, a really historic moment for Australian aviation, and a really historic moment for world aviation.
With demand for air travel rapidly growing and aircraft performance improving, carriers are increasingly looking into ultra-long-haul travel.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he's canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort that he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He cited outcry from the media and Democrats for his decision to withdraw that plan. Marissa Melton, VOA News.